The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you might have heard in the news headlines today that tremors were felt in Donegal. James Grannell is with me. He works at the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies as a seismic network data analyst. James, you're very welcome to the show. How common occurrence is this, that seismic tremors would be felt in Ireland?
How's it going, Kieran? Well, generally about 10 earthquakes a year will be detected by our seismic network, and they're usually all very small magnitude. So again, magnitude is the size of the disturbance created by an earthquake. And so we're usually talking magnitude 1 or less. And every couple of years, we might get a magnitude 2 earthquake. And again, these will be a good deal stronger than the magnitude 1, but still, most people wouldn't be able to feel that. In terms of where we find them in Ireland, it's actually very specific places in Ireland. It's not distributed all around the country. It's mainly three spots where we tend to detect them. Northern Donegal, Wexford, and the Irish Sea, in fact.
Okay, let's start with Northern Donegal because it's the place that felt the tremors today. What's the source of the seismic activity when you feel a little tremor in Northern Donegal?
Well, it's still kind of unknown as to why they're occurring. There are several theories as to why it is. One is basically about 10,000 years ago, I think we had ice covering most of Ulster. And as you remove an ice layer very quickly in the geological time scales, basically the land kind of somehow rebounding back. And so we think that maybe old faults are being activated by this as you get land bouncing back over very, very large timescales.
Oh, wow. So this isn't kind of a stronger earthquake somewhere out in the Atlantic and they just happen to feel the ripples in Donegal. It's something else.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's interesting.
And it's as far back as our catalogue. So the Irish National Seismic Network has kind of been in existence for about 40 years now, run out of the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, and also in collaboration with the Geological Survey. We've been doing it for about 40 years, and it's usually always Donegal is the place, and it's every couple of years something is picked up up there. Now, now that we actually have kind of in the past 15 years, gradually an improved seismic network, we now operate 11 seismic stations around the country, and the British Geological Survey operate one in Northern Ireland. So we have a network of 12 instruments around the country feeding us real-time data. We're actually able to pick up a lot more smaller things as they happen now.
So Donegal is like my mattress in the morning when I get off it on a much slower scale, kind of rising back up.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there is, say, for example, the nearest plate boundaries to us would be far to the west in the mid-Atlantic Ridge, about 1,500, 2,000 kilometres away, and down in the Mediterranean. And so there is, transfer of stress or pressure, basically, within the plate. And then that also could be activating faults or pushing two segments of rock against each other,
Yeah, what about the Irish Sea and Wexford, though? Are they also kind of, is it the mattress effect or what's happening there?
Not as sure there, but it's less active, certainly, the Wexford would be than Donegal. And the Irish Sea, again, quite active, especially as you go towards northwest Wales, the Clyne Peninsula in northwest Wales. A lot of people that would be old enough might remember from the mid-1980s, 1984, there was an earthquake in the Clyne Peninsula that, I guess, woke everybody up in Dublin. It was felt as far as Offaly. It was magnitude 5.4, which is, I think, the largest on-land earthquake in Britain since records began. Again, a rare occurrence for that to happen. But again, the reasons why, I wouldn't be too sure of myself for the why you get intraplate earthquakes happening like that. Because again, we're quite far away from any plate boundaries. This is where most people think earthquakes tend to occur. And that's true. The largest earthquakes will occur at plate boundaries. But we're far away from the plate boundary, but there's still plenty of faults running through the ground.
So might we suffer a catastrophic earthquake in this country?
I think it would be highly unlikely that would be the case.
Now, that's a boring answer, James. You were meant to say, yes, we're the premise of the movie is always, not only will we suffer one, we're overdue one.
Exactly. Yeah. No, unfortunately, it's not as interesting as that, I'm afraid. But the fact that we have earthquakes actually is in itself quite an interesting thing. And the more instruments you put down, the more you start to see. for example. There is one thing we actually are doing at the moment is that we're encouraging members of the community themselves to get in touch with us. We in the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies, we have a program called QuakeShake, where people can apply to get a seismometer for their maybe for their school if they're in a school, or for their own home, and they can connect that to the internet, and basically it'll detect, certainly will detect larger earthquakes from around the world, but also it will have the potential to detect local seismic activity, as in the case of the earthquake that happened yesterday.
Let's imagine kind of some school down the country applies for this and they put it in. And I'm not, this sounds kind of being, I'm being facetious or a little dismissive, I'm not. Well, how can you tell that the activity, the shake, isn't just kind of a big kind of JCB fast track hauling however many ton of grass down the road outside?
So earthquake signatures are different to what we call local noise sources, such as that. And also a network of seismometers will have a signal on it, whereas a coherent signal on it, whereas that will only appear on one seismic station that would be very, very close to such a disturbance. And so there was a school in Stranraer Ballybofey that actually picked up that earthquake about 40 kilometres away from it.
Okay. Well, listen, it's if you just Google, because I just did it there, QuakeShake, the Geological Survey, their website, but just Google QuakeShake is the very first result that'll come up. I love that idea, actually. And I think if anybody, any kind of parent of kids in schools or any teachers listening, it's something you could do. There's even a picture of the little device that you can place in the school and get connected to the internet, something to teach the kids about as well. James, listen, a real, real pleasure. Thanks a million for chatting to us. James Grannell works at the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies as a seismic network data analyst.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.